Now we've got Dina in New Jersey on the line, who's dealing with something going on with the chimney. What's happening? You got grout crumbling. What's going on there?
I have water apparently leaking in, and it's coming down around the fancy bricks of my fireplace because I see the cement crumbling, and I see changes of after a rain that I have. It's darker over on the cement that's crumbling. I've had my chimney relined, and I just don't know what it is. They said maybe it's the flashing up on top. It needs to be repointed, and then it should be sealed. I just don't know where to start, and okay. I'm getting high, big prices.
All right, Dina, this is a masonry chimney?
Brick.
The brick chimney, yes. Okay, masonry chimney. Okay, same difference.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for being there for people like me.
No, it's not masonry. It's brick. Well, that clears it up. All right, look, when you have a masonry brick chimney, at the top, there is a chimney cap, which is a concrete lip that goes between the flue liner and the outside of the brick edge. And typically, when you get leaks, that concrete cap is cracked. And it's a very minor repair to seal those cracks or even to replace those cracks, that concrete section. It's just a little, maybe 6-inch deep section of concrete that's sort of troweled between the clay flue liner and the outside edge of the brick. So the first thing I would do is seal the gaps or cracks around that and see if that fixes it. Now, the leaks are coming into the chimney. They're not coming like around the chimney by the ceiling, right? So that means that sort of excludes flashing because the flashing seals the gap between the masonry chimney and the roof. And if the flashing was failed, you know, then you would have probably leaks when you look up at your ceiling. The chimney itself is leaking. So the most common culprit is simply that concrete cap or that masonry cap around the top of it. The other thing that you could do is you could put a chimney cap on this because that has the effect of sort of putting a roof over your chimney without really blocking the chimney. And sometimes that will dissuade the volume of water from getting into it. Now, one of the things I have to caution you about is that the chimney contractors, the chimney sweeps that do these sorts of repairs are a disingenuous group. They're not the most honest contractors out there, and they almost always try to tell you a tale of woe, of death and destruction that will befall upon you unless you open your checkbook open wide and write them a big number. So just be careful to find somebody reputable that can dig into what's going on and just do what's necessary, but not an excessive amount of work on it, okay?
Uh-huh. They've also mentioned doing repointing on the chimney and then waterproofing it.
If it turns out that the masonry is cracked or deteriorated or falling out between the bricks, certainly repointing. But I think it's a lot simpler than that. I think most likely it's just some minor cracks in the chimney cap.
Uh-huh. Because what they showed me was they said, see, there's moss growing here. So that means that there's water. In between the bricks.
There's always going to be water in a chimney. It's a masonry structure. It holds moisture. And if you got moss, you can put a mildicide on that. You can put a product like Quincrobium on there that will kill that moss, or another product called Wet and Forget that will kill that moss. And then beyond that, you need to get to the source of the leak, which I think is that chimney cap. So let's not overcomplicate it, okay? Let's see if that thin concrete cap is cracked and get that fixed.
Thank you so very much. And now I know that bricks are masonry. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.